No way, man. No way, man. I'm not involved. I don't want my voice on this.
You have to hang up.
No, that's all right. So what's up?
Hey, I called about the flights up here.
Yeah.
And it looks like that it works out pretty good. First of all, the train business.
Yeah.
Hey, forget all of that.
Oh, okay.
God, that is really wild, is that you take a train trip from Denver to Boise, and you have to only do that on a Thursday, and then you have to take a bus from Boise to Spokane. Or you can go from Denver to Portland, and then you take spend a night there, and anyway, that's no good.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It turns out that Deb and Glenn are coming in on the 19th.
Okay.
They're not coming in until 8:40 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get a decent, neat flight that you would leave from Denver at, well, I'll get you the exact, but it's like 11:39 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you arrive at 12:57 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then we would, you know, shop around, think around if we can.
Sounds good.
Until Deb come in.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn leaves on the 3rd. Deb leaves on the 4th. You guys would go back on the 4th and leave at 2:15 and arrive in Denver at 5:16.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I'll go ahead and confirm that business then tomorrow.
Great.
So what else is going on down there?
Oh, I'm just watching Johnny Cochran smooze the jury.
Yes, he's guilty. So he's going to come back with a guilty verdict.
You think so?
Oh, I don't know. God, he's quite a dude, isn't he? That Cochran guy.
Yep.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, you just have to see. But I just, as I watch him, I just doubt it. I mean, I don't believe him, and it's not that I don't. Not that I don't trust the jury, but I think that he's done a pretty good job of creating a doubt, you know, which is all that he really has to do.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
Well, I thought actually you might be Rich. I guess Rich is not going to come up this weekend, but he was thinking about it a bit to come up and watch that game with us.
Oh, you mean come up to Fort Collins?
Yeah.
So you have touched base with him.
Yeah, I finally got a hold of him. But I said, well, what about coming up here? And he said it sounded like a good idea. And then he called back and said he couldn't get his paycheck yet, and he doesn't have enough money. And I said, well, I'd be happy to float him alone or whatever. And he said, well, that's tempting, and I'll give you a call back. But I don't think he's going to do it.
Man, is he still living from paycheck to paycheck?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Goodness sake.
Where is he at?
He's at Telluride, and it looks like he's
going
to stay another season.
What a shame. You know, he spent all that time going to school and everything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not making enough to barely make it?
I guess. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a matter of not wanting to dip into any savings, or maybe it's that he hasn't been working a lot recently, so. But it's expensive in Telluride, you know. If you're not working all the time, it's hard to pay for the cost of living that you have down there. So yeah, and it's sort of like a trap too, you know. You get stuck in it, and all of a sudden you're there for another year, you know. Have to sign another lease or whatever, and. So, but
I thought maybe he'd bailed out of there or something.
Well, that was his plan, yeah. He was going to get out of there for sure, and I thought he was even going to come up here. But anyway, he is going to, you know, even if he doesn't come this weekend, he's going to come one of these weekends soon.
So you're going to the ball game this weekend?
Yeah.
Are you watching the Mariners tonight, or are they on TV down there?
I don't know. I was actually just getting ready to go and draw for a little bit. They've got a model down there.
The Mariners are down Tuesday.
Are they?
Yeah,
Yeah, they were saying that California's. They said something like, you know, the way the Mariners are playing, we might want to just start thinking about trying to clinch a wild card spot.
So. Well, you know, they're way back.
Yeah.
Man, Colorado did good, huh?
I don't know. What, so they won,
Saturday?
I guess? Yeah. Oh, CU, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, obviously we didn't get to watch it up here, but, you know, heard the result.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, yeah. The big thing is that, and you probably read this, I guess, but that Coy Detmer, who's younger brother of Ty Detmer, the Heisman Trophy winner of 90, I guess,
mm-hmm.
is their big star. And he's actually, you know, one of the highest in the running for the Heisman,
yeah.
This one, right? So, yeah, he hurt his knee right away in the beginning, and you know, it was just everyone thought that they were going to lose because here it is, they're playing the number three team in the nation and all that stuff, and they bring in a sophomore who hasn't played at all this season and hasn't. What's that?
And he did good.
Yeah, he did very well.
Yeah.
I mean, he was young. You could see his inexperience, but he didn't crack under the pressure at all. He did just fine. So.
Now, I thought that was really neat that he was able to get a shot and did that well.
Yeah.
How's your cold?
My cold's not too bad. We just finished eating. So I feel a bit stuffed up somehow. I don't know if those are connected or not, but it's gone around. Everybody in the art department's got it.
Mm.
Well, I taught class today by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah, I taught the painting class this afternoon. Patrice wasn't here today.
Is that
did you
fun?
Enjoy it? Or?
Yeah, I did. It worked out well.
Good.
I felt better, you know, more comfortable without Patrice. I mean. Not that she bothers me or anything, but I guess I just realized that as long as Patrice is there, it's her class, and I understand that it's her class, and so I'm not completely comfortable, you know. I'm always wondering whether I'm doing the right thing in her class kind of thing. So, but today I just did what I had to do, and I thought it worked well.
Good. Did they have some... pre-lesson plans or just follow along with
they've been working on a still life for a few days now, and so we just continued on that today, and so that just means that I wander around and visit with each of them individually and talk to them about their particular problems in their still life and give them some advice about how they should go on and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a fair number of people calling me over from here and there and, you know, saying, can you help me out with this, Scott? And I can't get this part, you know, that kind of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
and today, a little more than usual, I just ended up grabbing a brush and, you know, putting a few strokes down for them rather than try and explain to them and get them to do it. It was just more effective for me to make the strokes and have them say, oh, I get it. I see what you're trying to do kind of thing.
Well, that's great, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Junko's still doing well?
Yep, she's doing well.
Have you gotten that information yet from the...
No, it hasn't come yet. I don't expect it. Well, maybe tomorrow at the earliest.
Okay.
Deb said she talked to you?
Yeah. Yeah. She called on Sunday.
I need you guys to start working on your Christmas list, small to big, please, for each of you.
That's right.
We're going to go to...
Well, you got the big one.
What?
Well,
the ticket.
Oh.
Well, some. That's somewhat. You know, we're going to go to Spokane another week or so, so I'd like to start looking.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing, you know... you know, I looked at that. You mentioned about Colorado Springs. You know, about cheaper flying out of there.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, what I said about that is it used to be cheaper, and now it isn't because you know, last week, United, in order to make it equal, they dropped their prices or something.
But anyway, you know, that it just seems like to me, for you guys, it's so handy if you want to, you know, go down and grab that shuttle.
Yeah.
Both ways and to go from Denver and
yeah.
So that's the way.
Yeah, that's what we'll do for sure.
Yeah, I'll give you the absolute details, but it's supposed to be set up that you're going to leave at 11:39 on the 19th.
That sounds great. That gives me a couple of days. I have a test on the 16th, I think. And so that gives me a couple of days. Is it? Are you sure about that? As I looked at that again today, that anyway. I have
no. The 19th of December is. Oh wait a minute. The 16th is on Saturday.
Okay. Well then it must be the 15th.
Anyway, so the plan's going to be is you're going to leave at like 11:39 in the morning on the 19th, and you'll be back on the 4th at 5:16.
Yeah.
No, but we can get that squared away.
Does Junko have anything on United?
Junko doesn't, but I do. I have that. Anyway, don't do anything with it, and when I go to check in, I'll give him my card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else happening?
I've got a test on Friday that's just got this massive amount of information, so I'll probably stay up late studying for it tonight and then study a lot tomorrow for it. Art history test.
I gotta go. I got a meeting, so I will
Talk
to you later, dear.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you, honey. Bye.
Bye.
My document's supposed to be in tomorrow. I hope so.
In to you tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I hope so.
Uh-huh.
Because it's coming up on the first of the month again, and so I'm going to be hitting it for weekend and such.
Right.
But, you know, kind of looking forward to this thing.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, the other thing is that looks like that... This project that was supposed to go a couple years ago is somehow or other maybe getting kicked off again.
So it was just basically, there's been nothing done between now
and when I went down there,
yeah,
it had to be done before I left. You know, I was going to be down there for 2 weeks.
Right.
Well, it had to be out. In fact, they wanted it out in a week. And
yeah.
I said, you know, God, I just couldn't do it. And
yeah.
So, you know, like the 14 days thing.
Right.
And then they just sat on it.
Right.
And what'll happen now, but the Morrison Knutson guy says there's only one person left down there that I even knew.
Yeah.
He said, oh, a 2-year delay is nothing. Well, but the thing is, it's been about a 6 or so year delay, really.
Hmm.
Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen, but. It's going to be some easy money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a bit fun, and it might get you back into the business again.
Yeah, right. I went down and played a little bit tonight. I may try to do a fax direct from the computer down there. I only did that once.
Uh-huh.
And that was the SIGS machine, and I think I've got it set up pretty good to do that, but I might do that.
It's really neat.
Huh?
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it quite a few times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Use that WinFax thing?
Mine is called FaxWorks, but...
Oh, okay.
But, it, you know, when you go to print, you just select... you would select WinFax on COM1 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, the only problem I had...
What?
Is I wanted... to view the document before it went out. In other words, I want to add a cover sheet and with the document,
yeah.
And then I want to view to make sure what's going out.
Right.
From what I see now, and this is okay, I need to schedule it to go out, you know, at some period in advance.
Uh-huh.
And while it's in that wait state, then I can view it. But if I say to go right now, then you can't really view it, I don't think.
Hmm.
At least from what I found out.
Hmm. Yeah, this one shows you. I think mine shows it, but I haven't worried about it. I mean, you can go and specify what you want on your cover sheet, and
yep.
And it's got all that information programmed as well. So if I don't specify anything, it still says my name at the top and my phone number and all that stuff.
Yeah, from the death code.
But I don't know. I just like the idea of sitting at your computer and then pushing a button and thinking that halfway around the world they're getting that information coming
out.
It's just that's a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty neat.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to hitting that.
But I actually sent fax two times to myself at school just to make sure that it was working and that I knew what I was getting out. So I mean,
well, and I may do that here. The only thing that bothered me is a part of my fax. One of the sheets in there is going to be, you know, how much money I'm making.
And you don't want people at the star to catch that.
Yeah, but otherwise, I thought about it, and I still may do that.
Or what about setting it to come out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then going down to the star and being there as it comes out or whatever. That's kind of a hassle. But.
Well, the only thing that I wanted to do is to see it before, you know, it actually went to MK, but, you know, get a dry pass.
Yeah.
But it'll be all right. No more snow, huh?
No. No, it's nice again.
That's amazing. I laughed that we got a letter from Gretchen, and she said, about the beautiful snow they had, and I said, "There's no such thing this time of the year."
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was really destructive. It's really sad. I mean, there's no snow, but there are branches, trees, basically falling down all over the place between here and school.
Well, I guess that one was an unusual one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Junko's having to study hard too.
Yeah, She's studying real hard. We worked last night a bit on a few things, but she's getting an A+ in her computers class. She found out today. Yeah.
Wow.
she's worried about her math class. So it seems like a lot of kind of bad luck things have happened, you know, or it just so happened that the things that would be the toughest for her are the things that showed up on the test that day. And also she's struggling in the math class, although she thought up until very recently that it would be tougher that the computer class would be tougher than the math class. But she really thought that she was understanding the stuff in math better than she was understanding the stuff in computers. But it turns out she's going to be struggling for a C in math, and it's got an A+ in computers, so go figure.
I mean, do with you were mentioning these word problems, you know,
part of it's the word problems, part of it's the other day, even though they told her this wasn't going to be on the test, they had this big test on measurements. So how many ounces in a quart, and how many, you know, pints, and how many inches in a mile, and stuff like that.
Non-metric, you mean.
Right. Well, she doesn't know any of that. She's got to basically start from scratch, memorize all that stuff. Whereas,
like us trying to learn metric.
Exactly. And she said it was really funny because in the same class, just for kicks, the teacher started asking them, well, how much snow fell last night? Was it 3 kilograms, 3 meters, or 3 centimeters? Or you know, whatever, and people were saying, well, I think it's 3 kilograms, and you know, somebody else said.
In other words, the weight, huh?
Yeah, or somebody else said 3 kilometers, or whatever. Anyway, people had no idea, and then she said, this and that. And so it was this exact same thing. She said when they turned the questions around and said, well, now how much snow is there? Is there, you know, 3 feet, 3 inches, or what's it called?
Pounds or something.
Anyway, what's the one that she was having trouble? in liquids. Anyway.
Liters.
No, that's
quart.
Metric. Yeah, but quart, but there's something. Ounces. Fluid ounces, I guess.
Oh, okay.
The difference between ounces and fluid ounces, which after she asked me, I was a little confused as well, you know, how to define them. But anyway, she has a big quiz on that. All of a sudden, she's getting, you know, 30% on a quiz. So whereas she really thinks she's understanding the material, she gets in and the quizzes are seemingly stacked against her. So, but anyway, she's doing fine. She's doing real well.
Yeah, I can imagine that you know, that getting the understanding of the language is an important thing.
Right? Yeah.
I bought some more in the golf course last night.
You bought some more?
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. We went up here, and it was really kind of a fun thing. The deal is, and I'm not sure I'm going to explain it very well because maybe I don't even understand it very well, but the control of the golf course is going to be taken over by stockholders, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the stockholders are going to be those hundred people that bought
original,
okay?
Yeah.
And what has happened, though, is they come up, that has dwindled down a little bit over, you know, hardship cases and this sort of stuff. But anyway, there's two people that had said they absolutely wouldn't go for that. That it had to be a unanimous vote. So there was two people that came out and said that they would not go along with having their notes switched to stock.
Uh-huh.
And so that meant that $4,000 a piece they would accept. And it was kind of fun. There was like 10 or 12 of us there last night that I got invited, and I kind of knew what was going to happen. And they said, hey, can we just buy these people out? And so it kind of started out that I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll buy $200 worth if Anderson will buy $200. And Anderson said, oh, Bailey, God damn it, all right. And pretty quick, somebody else said they'll take $200, and pretty quick, A.J. Girard jumped in, and he said, I'll take $1,000. Anyway, it bought it all out. And so it was kind of a fun thing.
Huh.
And the thing that's kind of neat about it is that the golf course is ready to pay the stockholders like $180 each.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like giving back, you know, what they're going to.
They're going to pay $180 each. That's for interest or whatever on the
note? Yeah, an earnings kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that we'll ever get very much money out of it or whatever. But anyway, now those that put in the money are going to be managing it. And that seems like a fun, reasonable thing to do.
And on. Yeah, good.
Did that last night.
Good.
All right, well, I better let you get rolling.
All right.
Mom went down to some meeting, and I'm going to go watch the Mariners.
All right, well, I hope that stuff comes in for you.
Yeah. I don't think there's much question kind of about it now. And, you know, it was kind of fun. He said, well, hey, I look here. He said, you only charged $500 a day before. He said, that certainly has went up, hasn't it? And I said, well, yeah, but I really wanted this because I really wanted to continue it.
Yeah.
So I said, what do you think of six? And he said, hey, that's fine. And,
yeah.
You know, so anyway, yeah.
Well, if it falls in a time when I'm not going to school and you go down to Rio, I may just have to go with you.
Oh, God, that would be fun. You know?
As your interpreter or something.
Yeah, that would be fun if it works out that way. Yeah. I still really want to do the Amazon cruise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's what I want to do someday. Been looking at it quite a bit for, in fact, even maybe a little bit less than $2,000 from Spokane.
Mm.
The whole thing is like 13 or 14 days. And you get a, there's only like 15 cabins on the boat.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, cabins for two.
Yeah.
And it just from the pictures and stuff, just seems like it's just incredible. You got your own windows, you know, to look out on the,
wow,
the sides and
that
on and on.
That's incredible, yeah. Well, that's one area of the world that I'd really like to go to.
Anyway, I'm really looking forward to Christmas time here.
Me too.
Thing. And now that should be fun. It, what it's going to turn out is that, that you and Deb are going to come in the same day,
mm-hmm,
and leave the same day. She's,
yep,
going to go down to San Francisco for a bit.
Yeah.
Glenn has to leave the day earlier.
Right.
From Spokane.
Yeah. And Deb can run him in, or we can all run him in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Love you, Dad.
Love you. Hang in there. Tell
right.
Duco hello.
Okay.
Tell her to keep those two pennies.
Yeah, she's got them.